Okay. So still, I guess thanks to Yoni or whatever, if you want to thank, we don't want to thank you for this, but we're still continuing on some inyanim that have to do with this Corona matzav that we're in. Some shilas, we'll talk about the fields of payim, tachnun, in a merpeset minyan, a chatzar minyan, and Kriyas HaTorah, and maybe Yoni. And actually, one of the shilas Yoni actually asked of Davening Nets versus Tefillah B'Tzibur. So hopefully, we'll have time to talk about that as well. Okay, so we'll start with the sugya of Nefilas HaPayim. All right, so the question is it Shaykh Nefilas HaPayim in these minyanim? Okay, so before we talk about Nefilas HaPayim per se, you know, Megeh, Yachas, Seve Torah, etc., this time I bumped it on the way when I was working on the shir, and interesting, Rebbe Bachya says three reasons for Nefilas HaPayim, why we are Nefilas HaPayim. Which, Derech Agav, by the way, the Ikar Nefilas HaPayim, even before the Mishabur, is really to cover your face. It does not really to fall on your hand. It really is to cover your face. So if you're just going to like cover your forehead, then probably it's not, you're not doing the Ikar, you're leaning on your forehead, that's not really the Ikar Nefilas HaPayim. You should preferably like use your hand like this to cover your face. Okay. The Rebbe Bachya says three inyanim in the fields of pain. He says one is that the Meir Hashchina, that Fisher Kavanas and Mespalol Shashchina Kinegdei. Close it. The Kachtik is therefore the Tiknu B'Tachsisa at Fila Kisei Hapanim Ba'Kol Liyiras Hashem. It's as Yiras Shemayim. Inch of Kosev and Meisha. We ask him Meisha upon of Kiyarim Habit Elokim. And Yilbish was a boishes of sneers, kisi upon him, yidarke hanova ba boishes. So the first thing is they should have a certain achna. The first you should have a yira, and that's the first thing. The second thing he says is tsar vachna, kanoifa upon him, it's tsar v'nichne. If you put your head down, that itself is an act of achna. Achna mekara tshuva. So all these are in yonim which help you in tefillah. Obviously, Yiras Shamayim. The second one, Achna, he says, Achna is midarke atshuva. The main one, Kadosh Baruch Hu will answer your tefillah. The third one he says is, Lahara is asiras chushav u'bitul har gishayisav. To show that you're absolutely nothing. Like when a person falls on his face, so again, neiv upon him, machasa eino v'sayisim piv, who maskim b'machshavte she'ena roya niskay b'tel asay. That's it. He's neutralized. He's just okay. The ikar feels kind of was flat in your face. He's basically neutralized. He's showing en biyadi lahafik b'tzaynai him erkosh baruch hu maskim ayadai. He's showing that he has absolutely no kaiches on his own, and that's obviously a good tool for tefillah and for Be'ez Hashem. Okay. Now, first of all, it says in Shulchan Aruch that Nefilas HaPayim is miyushuv. In that moment. Now, so the truth of the matter is, I don't really get this. This is one of those halachas which somehow got lost in the running. And because people say Nefilas HaPayim, standing up, halfly, sometimes leaning on the wall. Not leaning on the wall. You really, it's not, you know, leaning in a way that you're not necessarily going to fall if the wall is taken away, which then, a koshi, maybe that would be considered yeshiva. So, is that called yeshiva, or is that just not amida? There's a discussion about that. Al kapanim, but just not standing, but you have a chair right there. People, like, you see, they have a chair right next to them. And it's like, I don't know. They're just too lazy to sit down. I don't know. They're too lazy to sit down. I don't know. It says Shev al Tais Adif. Amoy the al Tais Adif. That seems to be the Mahalach Beis. So that's something that it's not Aleph Beis. And Shilu Paim, the first halach in the not the first halach, but it says the Shilu Paim is Miyosh. Now, so that's one point, which is nothing to do with Corona, but this is a Shilu Paim. Now the Mishmur brings down that it's really talking not so pasha. It's machlekes. The Tzeres brings down that it's apidar chabala to sit, but and there's a lot of halachas ground in Tilos Kapayim, which has the Shrush and Kabbalah. You look at the Beis Yosef, but the Rivash, he says, is not makbid. And Meili says, and says also many other chayim say, Meil lefo b'shas adchak, you be saying on the Rivash. Okay, machlekes, kadmainim, Meila b'shas adchak, you can be saying on the Rivash. And therefore, if you're finishing davening, yeah, you have to wait. This is fast in the name of Shagura. You have to wait the hiluch dalet ames. And before that, the hiluch dalet ames, the tzibur starts saying tachnun, you want to say it's standing. Yeah? Rabbanu Shalom, did you ever try to go dalet ames to measure how much takes for dalet ames? I don't think we measure it in seconds. Come on. Yeah? Like the 4 ames, 2 meters. Yeah, the stay method. They have to be the social distancing. It doesn't take more than probably a second and a half. And still he says, in order that you should say mamish right away, you can be saying on the rivash and not sit down. I'm all right. Come, you see how much you have to mamish like say right away. It should be a half stick. That's what he's talking about. It's more kindness that you should. It's also to be mafsik between Shemini Esrei and Tilos Apayim. Okay, that's one case. This is beyond me. So in other cases, if you're davening and you can't sit because there's someone back you with davening Shemini Esrei, who is standing also, but someone next to you with davening Shemini Esrei within Dalet Ames, the Melo, in case you can't move to the side, then he says in that case you could be Samech on the Rivash, has no problem to stand. Okay. Now there's another halacha that which is the morning that we're discussing today. That is, Rama says, "Ein noiflin, ein nefilas apayim el b'mak m'sheish arim v'sevatayra b'seichay." And the makar is the rekayach, the obinam the rekayach. That you mean that from the pesukim by Yeshua, there was noifal panav fnei Hashem, the fnei arim by and so there it says nefilas apayim fnei arim. So if we need the makmashish arim b'sefer tayra, but without that, it says you don't say tachnun. So it's interesting. The Beis Yosef brings this down, and the Beis Yosef says im kabal and kabal medin. He doesn't understand why it should have to be that way, and therefore mustam and mechaber taka doesn't bring this down. But the Rama brings it down, and he says therefore if the arim b'sefer tayra, then oimim tchina b'loy kisui panim. The chayin noigin. So there, the chotze basic neses, hapasuach the basic neses, oy b'sho shatzib mispalim oz, afil yoche beis ayim etchina b'nefil zepayim. So this is a very interesting halacha. So the chotze basic neses, you could say. So this is about also negeya, like now shuls are opening up a little bit, not necessarily in the shul itself, but outside, a lot of shuls, I don't know what it's like in America, but here a lot of the shul, they relax the rules a little bit, and you're allowed to dive in up to 20 people in an open area. So a lot of times the people are congregating next to a shul. So the question is, can that allow you to say tachnun in the field of sepayim? However, the ma'aser says in Mishabura, Hainu shebe'esh shespal b'chotzer. Have a pesach basic knesset pesuach v'nucha lirois be'oisay tzad makam aron. I mean, the whole thing is it has to be in front of the aron, like mother their keah. So meil oz have a kemispal of nei aron. So the fact that you're bechotz basic knesset has absolutely no bearing and absolutely no heter to this if you can't see through the door and all the doors are open until you can see straight to aron kodesh. Which usually doesn't happen, especially if it's inside door, especially if the main door in the shul itself is closed. So it doesn't, the chatz beis knesses doesn't really help you b'chlal as far as l'maisa had there. Now, but it was interesting, Mishmar also said that the shas when Sibur davins, then even the yach bebeisai could say, b'shas, when it was a tzibur, that in a shul, that is saying Taknum Mefilas Apayim, then a Yachid in his house could also say. That's got a big head. We'll get back to that. We'll get back to that soon. The Maisa, okay, so this is really Negeya, more other places, because in Yerushalayim, there's a Heter, and because in the Sefer, Chil Michal Tukachinsky, in the Sefer, Eretz Yisrael, he says the meaning of Yerushalayim is to have the fields of Payim even in your house where there's no Sefer Torah. And also he says, so what's the reason for the minhag? So he says, because the whole makor, again, we said it's the rekeach. It means the yipal al pibes and the pasuk. Yipal al pon of aritza lifnei aron Hashem. That's the makor. Zakir b'chil michol yishalayim shekdushasa kedushas oylam harei hikol lifnei aron Hashem. The point that the yishalayim to makel is because yishalayim is kadosh. Dushas Oilam, and then it's Kalifnei Aron Hashem, Mavla Al Rayim. But in the Yishei Yisrael being down, if Shem Zalman held that's only talking about in the old city, within the Chaimis of Yer Atika, the old city, within the walls, that's what we're talking about. But in the New Yishlayim, that not. And that's what the Rav Shneur brings down as well, but Rav Chil Michal himself, he didn't have like that. And those who bring down that Rav Chaim Na also says the minhag Yishlayim is to say Tachnim and Filas Apayim, even though you don't have an Aron, even though you don't have a Sefer Torah, and he's not Machalik. And also Rav Moshe in his Tshuva Gimel Kuf Chav Tes talks about it. He also doesn't mention, you know, if you're talking about Yishlayim, he doesn't say it's not the old city, then. Oh, so Ramesh in that tshuva, Ramesh says that but this halacha is an interesting halacha. Normally we say the minhag makom is totally where you live, right? Where you are. But he says though here, since it's not here, it's not telling the minhag. Here the minhag is totally in the makom. So since the minhag is because of kedushas makom, so Ramesh, even a visitor, someone that's coming to Eretz Yisrael, is visiting Eretz Yisrael, still, he could have that heter of the minhag of Yerushalayim, even though he's not he doesn't live here, because it's also kedushas makom. It doesn't make it sound a part of minhag. It's spelling kedushas makom right here. You have kedushas makom. So Mela, he says it's like if they aren't Hashem. So Mela, look at Maisha, it's mutter. Okay, now that's a little background. So now the question is. So Fiza, someone that's davening in one of these merpeset minyanim, and let's say you have a sefer Torah in one of the merpesets. So the question is, can everyone else in the other merpesot, can they say Tachlin benefil zapayim? So if the pashtas is if they can see it, yeah. They can see it, then that's not lifnei Hashem. Just like we saw, even you're in the chatzar basic Knesset, and you can't see through the door. You can't see the aron. So here also, if you're in a place where you can't see it, you're five flights up, and the maid is downstairs in the chatzar. The chayra, it shouldn't be considered lifnei Hashem. Yesh ladon, if you'd be standing next to the rail, you could see. So then when you sit down, you can see. Does that make a difference or not? I was mesupik about that. Avishnikel smach maybe that yeah, because Mishbura says that if in Mishbal bez nashim you could say nefilas apayim kiven shuchalirois machalainois makam aron. Now pashtes, the windows are not all the way down to the floor. It means the chayim, when you're sitting down and doing nefilas apayim, you're in that nashim. See, there's a window that you could look out, you could look down, but pashtes when you're doing nefilas apayim, you're not in front, you can't see. And still he says, you could, so maybe that might be mashma, that as long as it's possible to you from where you are, you could stand up and see, so maybe that would be a svara to be marked there. Lamaisa, according to what we said before also, if if there are 10 people, yeah, that do see the Aron, certainly there's 10 people in the Chatzar, you have a full a proper meaning there, or you have 10 people that could see it, and then and you have 10 people that are saying it, then we have that other Hatter of the Ramah, that while the Tzibur is saying the Tefillas HaPayim, even a Yachid, the Beisai, is able to say on the Tefillas HaPayim, Takum Tefillas HaPayim. So, Mela, if you have 10, and even though you're in a place where you can't see, but if you're saying it together with them, then that would be Gishmaka Hatter. And but again, provided that there are 10, there's a tzibur, there's a minion that actually is with Aaron or seeing it, and then you'd be able to say fills the payim. Again, Yerushalayim, if you want to be Simach on Rabbi Chil Michal, then anyway, you have the heter of the minute of quote unquote minute Yerushalayim. Now, what about if you have a Sefer Torah without an Aaron? So it's interesting, because Mechaber's Lashon was Aaron and Sefer Torah B'Seichai, right? So, you know, one could have thought, especially in Mice and the Pasuk says, but they aren't Hashem. I don't know if that's significant, but that's going to be significant. However, and therefore, Grad and most Mepesim Binyan don't have an Aron. You know, they bekoshi have a table to put the Sefer Torah. But Mice and Mishmura says the Aron is Lavdafka. He says, fair sure, didn't say Sefer Torah by itself. You're able to do Nefilas HaPai. Now, okay. Now, so I think I saw someone who was down. What about if you have an Aron without the Sefer Torah? Yeah, you know, the Sefer Torah without the Aron, without the Sefer Torah. The Sefer Torah is out, which could be a gay very, very much, right? In a Shtiblach situation. Or, let's say, by the Kaisel, again, if you don't go with, well, there's an old city anyway, so cool, you have the Minyan Yerushalayim. But in a Shtiblach, we have the main shul, and you have a lot of rooms, and not each room has their own. They don't have enough Sefer Torah to go around, so they have a Sefer Torah in the main sanctuary. And then when every minion, you know, gets to every minion, when my Monday and Thursday or Shabbos, whatever it is, they bring the Sefer Torah. So the question is, so even though there's a nice R and everything, but so if there's no Sefer Torah there, then during the week the Chayra will be a problem of saying the Tefillas HaPayim. And Lamaisa, I had a diuk from Maisha that it's not a problem, because Ramesha was done, let's say you had, for some reason, they took the Sefer Torah out of the regular Aron and put it in the Aron, because in the Aron where they kept the wine and this and that, you know, for the davening, for like, you know, shul stuff. And the Maisha was done, can you say any fills of payim over there? So they took it out because it was the Aron Kodesh wasn't so secure, and they were about Ganavim. So in the place where the Yayin and other Tzach Beis Medrash was, they did that in a little cabinet, which was locked properly. And he was done, can you say the Tefillas HaPayim? And he said, you could, right? He said, you could, but he says, it's really not proper. You should make sure that the Aron HaKodesh has a proper lock to it. It's not going to be stolen, and it's more covered that should be in the Aron HaKodesh. But Ramesh is only done, it's not that you have the Sefer Torah there. And the Taz says, that we recorded the Shmur before, the Taz says, the Mukher's of Taz, that you don't need the Sefer Torah, the Aron should be in the Aron. As long as you have a Sefer Torah, that's thicker. And there's a Gemara here also. With Mashma, that out the Aron, it wouldn't have been enough. Moshe had to go out of his way to say, we all get tasked. With Mashma, out the Aron, that wouldn't be a Svar. So Mela, so Fizeh, even though it's in one house, it's one building, and the rooms are connected, etc. But L'chaira, you don't necessarily find such a Svarah. And I found the Farish that the Sternbach at least says, Ben Advarim and the Chuvah, he says, Udvarenu, Lachar Bez Knesses, and Chadarim Savvim Shebehem, Ein Arim Besefer Torah. But Choshev Atfila Bechadarim Kamoye Behechel Shesefer Torah Shama. And Mel, you can't say any Pilz Abayim. So Chayra, again, it's really a problem. Again, Yerushalayim, Bisayim Mechon, on the quote unquote, in Yerushalayim. But in other places, this could be a very common thing that in Shniblach, where they have every room has, let's say, an Aron Kodesh, but don't have cemeteries to go around. And, you know, right before whatever it is, someone goes out and brings their Torah, and they left. So that's a hara, I think, is a strong hara, and it's the mamash not a pasha. Now, what about if you don't have a sefer Torah, you have other svar? Okay, so here the Mishmura says, "An ain't shem sefer Torah el rak shar svarim." That's the rab of the Archayim, the loyipol al panav rak yaimar hamizmar b'loin tefilas apay. Yesh cholkim bezeh. Who's the makah? The makah of the cholkim. The berhet brings down from the shur knesset gaila, rather a nice makar. The rakeach, he says, rakeach is moed b'shar svarim harim sefer Torah, which is interesting. Mechtesve. Balda anos samichnis. He writes about himself. Balda anos amichna. The shur knesset gaila himself was saimach loyipol al apay. Heichad the Garisna used to send the Philosophy where he learned, the Gesedavn where he learned, and he'd say top with Philosophy because obviously there was Svarim there. So according to the Nesag Daila, that would be a shtickle smach for I think Mustama, the minig is in the Shniblach, I imagine people do say top with Philosophy. And the fact that, you know, there's no Sefer, it's Shver. But if at least there are svarim there. I don't know if Sidurim count. Some of the Shtiblach might not have any svarim either. But if there are svarim, if there's Hamasha maybe, yeah. If there's svarim, then maybe that will be a smach elis laheter. Although Chatchila, I don't know if that's, you know, you really should. So you can just say without the Philosophy. It's not the end of the world. Now it's interesting, Moshe has Shaila in a classroom, whether or not, you know, I guess, you know, kids, sixth grade, seventh grade, whatever, eighth grade, whatever, you know, they have in the they down in the classroom, whether you can mechanech them in the field of Sepayim if there's no Sefer Torah over there. So he says that even though normally paskin. That he says, Mo, he says, he writes, he sends you somewhere else. He says, we pass the Magen Avraham. The mitzvah chinuch should be done dafka in a way where you can mekayim it as a god, as a gadol. So Mela over here to mechanech them in the field of Sepayim in a way that betzem not supposed to do in the field of Sepayim, the chori be mechanech them wrong. So he says that in our case, first of all, it's machlekes, right? He says, you know, we do like Yesh Aymrim. The Rambam brings out Yesh Aymrim. Harei the Chayyim, Beis Yais himself seems to argue the fact that he brought in the Beis Yais, he brought down the Rekeach. And Beis Yais and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass the Rekeach. And in the Beis Yais, he said, Ben Kabbal and the Kabbal, Ben Ladin, well, you know, where is this coming from? So Mela, so that itself maybe would be a Heter. But he says, who said Bechal, there's a Chinuch on the Fils of Payim? That he says in Europe, wherever he was in Europe, they were machbid on kids doing the fields of payim. He says, okay, in America, there are machanach kids doing the fields of payim. He doesn't explain why in Europe they didn't do it. He said, wherever he was, the daily Torah that were there, they weren't machbid on the kids doing the fields of payim. He doesn't explain why. And Mela, he says, you could do it if you want. But the fact that he said you could be saimach maybe on Sfarim. But he says, Chatchil, the school should do it in a way they should have bring a sefer Torah and have a proper minion. It should be done, an oifen that the whole days you should be able to do it. But at least for kids, he was saimach, you know, on svar. Okay. Now, Jassant, that I saw in Deli Rabba, he says in a case where there's no sefer Torah, and you're not gonna be saying it be yeshiva, we will be in a field of sepayim, and then there's no din to say but be yeshiva either. Then the Al-Rabba says you could say it by Mida. God means down the Al-Rabba as well. So at least you have that kula. If you're not saying, if there's no one fills a payim, then there's no din, yeshiva either. So maybe I'm talking about another pick, but those that are standing and doing the fills a payim by Mida, could be some shtickle stira, right? I'm just happy now. It means, what's the Al-Rabba saying? That if you're not sitting, like Maybe we saw the back. The whole idea is you're sitting and you're bending over on your hand, you're covering your face, but all that achna and all that, it could be it's not when you're sitting. But if you're standing, it could be you don't have that nakuda of achna. So okay, that's another, makes the pickbook that we start off with even stronger, knows that they don't bother sitting down, and they cover that, and they put their hand on the wall, and that would be another taina against that. Okay. So that's the first topic of the Nefilas HaPayim, Ba'ifan Klali and Mefrat in these Mepesim Nyan. Okay. The other thing I want to talk about is Kriyas HaTaira. So, again, you know, like all these Shailas that came up, that's, you know, Kvadosh Barabim, although that's why I said, Ratchil, when you only asked me to give these Shurim, you only said, still, he felt it was a Toelis. The Dalam should, you know, instead of just, there should be a bilbo about, you know, at least know some of the facts and know some of the nyanim that comes from behind the laws. So, so the question is like this. So, the Gabi Kriyas HaTaira, so the minig is, you know, people make these minyanim, even though, let's say, we discussed last week, they don't all see each other, but we discussed last week in Mishmur that everyone sees the chazen, that's a makom lahakel. So assume that you have one of these minyanim, and you use the minyan even for chazaras hashatz. You know, some don't, some are chayshish for bracha vatala. They say the Mishmur is saying it's dafka a safik, he says better not. So, chash bracha vatala, they make aich kedusha. But assuming, I think most people, when I understand, make a regular minyan, and they say chazaras hashatz as well. So therefore, l'chayr is pashit that there shouldn't be any bigger chashash by Kriyas HaTaira. The brachas of Kriyas HaTaira is no different than the brachas of chazaras hashatz. And for making chazaras hashatz, you can make all for Kriyas HaTaira as well. And then that's what I just said. Moshe Weiss put out a little kuntras on Rona Shilas. That's what he said. Also, he says since the Ikar Din passed by the Rajba, the Shmach passed by the Rajba, that they could see each other. That's enough to start for Binyan. Meila, you could be saying on that Kriyas HaTaira as well. So, question like this though. So, most often, maybe now it's opening up a little bit, but most often. You don't have 10 people in the place where they have the Sefer Torah. So the first question is, can somebody in a different Mepeset, can they get an Aliyah? They have, you know, the Sefer Torah, let's say just for argument's sake, like discussed last week, like in my case where we have in the courtyard down below, that's where the main nucleus of the minyan is. And then you have people in all Mepesets in the windows that are being mitzvahed. You have four or five people over there, the rest is mitzvahed. Question is, can someone in a window get an aliyah? And get an aliyah. So, I heard the shame Rav Moshe Sternbuch, and I assume that that's who Rav Asher Weiss was referring to when he says, one of the G'daylim, says that you could get an aliyah like that. He argued, but I heard b'shem Rav Moshe Sternbuch, and I assume that's who he's talking about. Rav Moshe Sternbuch says that someone in a different Mepeset could get an Aliyah. Now, the way I think I heard it, and I would guess that's where he's coming from, is for the din of Suma. And Memesin is a Shilas Yayivit. So in Shechon Aruch, it says, Kuf Lamed Tes Gimel, Suma Eina Kairu. L'fish Asa Likrei, Afil Aisach HaShleim Nektzav. The Suma, meaning he's going, the Mechab is going that everyone that gets an Aliyah, he himself reads. Mela Suma can read because Dvarim Shebaksav, he has to show you Laimer Malpeh. He can't read Malpeh, Torah Shebaksav. Mela, he can't get an Aliyah. Zogdra Ma, then no Achshav Kari Suma, Tumash Anu Makir Meter Lamaritz. So just like an Amaritz could get an Aliyah, even though there's a Shaila by that because he's supposed to be able to say along with the Chazen, with the Balkaira, and Amaritz can't. So still, we say Lamaisa. We give him Amaritz Aliyah. So Mel says, "Our mom can't hold in a Suma. You know, he can't say long. But we're not Makbid. But the Ebed, we're not Makbid that the Suma should be able to say long." The Taz says, That the Taz explains that the Suma can read, but someone can stand next to him, and the Suma will make the bracha, and the Malkairo can read, like we just said. Now, so L'chayr Rabshad is that he's being Yaitza, the one that's getting the Aliyah, the Suma's getting the Aliyah, is Yaitza Midin Shemei Kaina. Now, the brings down the Levush, that he saw the Gedalim that the Suma would get an Aliyah. I saw once B'Sheir, or heard B'Sheir Maisha, that in his minion, in his house, that it was Tam Chacham, that was a Suma, he was blind, and he used to get an Aliyah, but they were given Aliyah only, they were taking an Afra, not the Sephalias, and then he would be Ayelet Tayr. Now, so that's the Raman, the Taz says a Suma could be Ayelet Tayr. Nicely, look at the Ayavits. The Ayavits, the Simnai Ein Hei, has huge Rich, huge Shuva.
Rabbi, we missed.
We can't hear you. The past 30 seconds, we're out.
Now I'm back. You hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, so the Ramah and the Taz both say that a Suma could get an Aliyah. Okay? The Ayavits, Kedarkai, with all the Sharfkite, he comes and attacks this halacha in the Yaivin Shilas Yaivin Chelik Bei Simnai Hey, and he says like this, he says L'chayra, how you want it, what do you want to say that the Balkayra is the Maitza the Ayla with Shemay Kaina. So he says the problem is that he's being Ayna about Pet. So in other words, you say like this, when a regular person gets an Aliyah, so it's very interesting. He says the Yaivin. He says that the Balkaira is being mighty him in the words, Keely said it, but since he's reading it as the Balkaira is saying it, he's following along. So Mela, you have Shekaina, and you have Kilu Tmetei Chaksa. Kilu Tmetei Chaksa. Yeah? Pilipoim. There's Pilipoim, these Yaivits. There's the Chaira, if you need Kriya Metecha Ksav, so the fact that I'm engaged in Shemei Ka'ayin, I'm not reading it, so I'm not listening to Metecha Ksav. There's no Shemei Ka'ayin and Metecha Ksav. The Shemei Ka'ayin is what I'm listening. The Ksav is that I'm reading. These two actions have not been up to each other. And now the Chai is not considered that you're reading Metecha Ksav. Second. Book of the Ayavits. Okay, Agapanim Chayra, this Shaila, Bechlau, that whether there's a problem with Shmei Kain, the Kidua, if any Shaila comes up, you have to tell the Machlagis Beis Levi and the Chazanish, what does it get the Shmei Kain? Can you bring in side things into the Shmei Kain, the Kol Ram of Birkas Kainim? I don't want to be Mayrach on that, where the Beis Levi says that even the side things are Nichlal into the Shmei Kain, Aseres Bnei Haman, etc. Mishnei Machas. So also, if the Balkair is reading Mitei Chaksav, so Chayra, all these places come are saying you have Shemei Kaina on the reading Mitei Chaksav. My son-in-law who's sitting next to me has the Kashla Fidi Ayavitz that says that you have to be following along in order to have Shemei Kaina Mitei Chaksav. So what do you do? Sorry, I got kicked out. So let me still recording. Okay, let's share the screen. Where are we? All right, I guess modern technology is not 100%. Okay. Fine. So that's the discussion of the Ayavits, that a Suma, there's a problem. He can't have Shmei Kaina if he's not following along. Okay. Now, the Ayavits, in his sharp way, the Ayavits has a Hara, and he says that if you're telling me you can have Shmei, Asuma can have Shmei Kaina, even though he can't read it, so Mail affect the Ayavits, that why does everyone have to go? You have a big shul, it's very crowded, so until he gets an Aliyah, he has to go and he has to mutcher 100 people.
Better, we didn't hear you again.
Okay.
You're coming in and out.
You're coming in and out. Maybe it's because I'm far from the router. I should maybe go close to the router. Okay. So, Frekti Ivan, you tell me you could be Yitzchak Shmekaina. I day the fact that you're gonna that you're listening and he's reading. So why does everyone have to go up to the bima? That's in the crowded shul. It's Yom Nirayim. You know, 300 people in the shul. Yeah, for you to get there, it'll take you 10 minutes to get there. What's the problem? Why can't you just stay in your seat, stand up, say Baruch Hu, and say everything, and you'll be, well, why bother leaving your seat? That was the kasha of the Ayinit. So I assume that, so the question is, how are you going to go with this kasha? Do you say, okay, Yaivitz, you're right, there's no difference between a suma and the guy that's sitting in the seat, and therefore, you're right, if we pass that a suma is kasher, then the guy in the seat could also be kasher. Therefore, I think that's the abundance of Sternbuch, even though I tried to get a hold of a letter from him, I couldn't. And so therefore, Melo, who I think the guy in the Merpeset could get the Aliyah, even though he's not next to the Sefer Torah, but like the Ivan's question, that if a suma works, this should also work. Those that argue say no, that even though we say the suma can't read, he's Miyazi Shmekaina from the Baal Kaire, but still it could be, he has to be next to Sefer Torah. Okay, it's not really so clear that Svara, but Agapanim, that's what many Paiskim would say, that only people that are there get the Aliyah. So now the question is, what do you do? How do you get on the Shabbos? You need Zayin Kruyim. How do you get the Zayin Kruyim? So I saw in the Ina Parsha, they bring down a tshuva from Zilberstein, and he was asked, Takadi, what do you do with Kriyas HaTaira? You have to stay, you know, two meters away, 6 feet, 6 to 8 feet in America. So what do you do with Kriyas HaTaira? So the Shoyal suggested that maybe an interesting chat, you should take two Sifrei Torah. One of them, the Baal Kair is going to read, and the other one, the Ayla, is going to get the Aliyah by. And he'll read Balachash and the other Sefer Torah. It's not much a patent. Huh? My son tells me that this was Rabbi Lau's patent. And I guess
that's what... Just like you
said. Yeah. Moses said that, okay. I was like, I almost plotted when I saw this. Okay. Talking about, you know, combinos, you know, we had the Ivis, you have the Shmekaina, and then when you're reading, you see two differences, if I don't know about my, just blew my mind. Anyway, then he says, the other eights is, this I think is Taka really the best eight, so if it's possible, that whoever gets an Aliyah should prepare his Kriya, and Mela, he should get the Aliyah, and he'll be reading it, and therefore there's no problem that he's within 2 meters of the guy next to him, because he's got the Sefer Torah for himself. And he said, if he can't do that, what he could do is have every person just create 3 psukim that maybe people could do, and at the Baal Kair, he'll get one of the leaders, he'll get, you know, the whole thing except minus 18 psukim. Agapanim, so, but he says at Zilberstein that all these eights are not good. Because first of all, he says it's not really take out two Sefer Torah. It was mashma, like he wasn't bothered by that some. That's him, not, but he says it's designed for Sevetaira, take it to Sevetaira, and might see not even reading it. Yeah? You're laying for one, you're being barking the other one. Okay, gotta not so stark ataina. Because it might sound beside, you're not doing it, you know, stand because you want to practice Hagba, you're doing it because you wanna if you're doing it for Kriyas HaTaira. Outside that it works, so it's not any Torah. It's not any Torah.
Sorry,
regular week.
I switched and went closer to the router. Okay, sorry again. Still recording. Okay. Now, so where am I? Okay, so Brazil, you're going to Zilberstein. He said that these two eights are not good. He has a problem with Bezayin and Sefer Torah, take it to Sefer Torah. And even though, again, Bechaira, Bechaira is a svar to say that it's not a Bezayin, but just that's in patent seemed to me a very Mechodeshtik, but okay. Now, the other problem he has is that says that you need 3 people standing by the Sefer Torah. Now, what is that halacha? In Kuf Mem Aleph Dalet, it says, "In Pshat's Reitz Levarach La'atzma Lelik Reis Sarach Sheyamoid Echad Etzloi Shekashem Shnit the Torah Adei Sirsur Kach Anu Tzrichim Linoi Oy Ba Adei Sirsur." Just like the Torah was given to an intermediary, Moshe Rabbeinu, so too when we have Kriyas Torah, it's kilu we are reenacting the Kabbalah Zatayra. Mamela Mishmura says that the marker of this is another marker for this is from the Secha Seifrim that our Zeruah brings down. He gives a little different svara. He says, "Any man mufcha shiyamer chazin yichidi lefnei ateva el shiyam diime achir echel yimin vechel smaylai connected to others." So either it's connected Kabbalah Zatayra or pung. I don't know where the others coming over here, but connected to others. So now it's interesting. Mishmura brings down. This is a bit of a side point. He brings down Hilchus Gabayus over here. He brings down the Shire Ephraim. Bailey says you should. I don't know if it's Yesh Luma, Mizeh Yesh Luma. I don't know why it's Mizeh, but Yesh Luma, Chaz Skan Ish Nichbar Ba Mais and Taivim. Maybe since we're reenacting the Torah, so you want that the Torah should go, you know, that's be like, you know, the one, because the Gabay Ki was acting like a Kishbarach. So you feel, you know, the Shpayas are not going to work if you have some jerk who's the Gabbai over there. But he says, besides that, he says that it has to be someone about Ma'isim, about Yerushalayim, because the people shouldn't be Chayshish, and when he gives out Dalias, he's giving it because this guy he's selling a score with, that's why he's giving him Chamishi, this guy, he wants a favor from him, so he's giving him Shishi, therefore, you have to be careful. You should pick someone that's been an Adam Hog, and people shouldn't be chayshish. The first thing he says, Vayter, you know, you shouldn't make fights with the chazan, and if you don't feel, you know, you shouldn't be embarrassed. You have to be down with kav chos, and he has chashbainis. You know, reminds me of the story. The guy comes to a shul, and they give him chamishi. So he comes afterwards to the gabbai. He says, by us, they give chamishi to the horse. So they give chamishi to the ferret. The guy by Gabbai told you over here also. Anyway, now, so we have this halacha that you need three people. Well, Maisa, the chayr is pasha to me. I think that it's not ma'akev. It's not something that's ma'akev kriyas atayra. So to say that the guy can, the chazan, over here with the situation, we don't want to be next to people, and, you know, safek koch nefesh, chashash koch nefesh, something, you know, there's a matzav koch nefesh over here, so I don't think that's ma'akev, that there should be three people over there, so I really don't understand what Rabbi Yisrael Zilberstein's problem with that is, but his eitzah that he gives is, they should have a very wide table, and they should be separated as much as they can. And he says, even if the Ayla won't be able to read along with the Baal Kaira, yeah, he's going to stand by the quote-unquote Bima, but he's so far away that he can't see the Sefer Torah, he can't read along with him. Still, he says, Mikhanes not Ma'akev. Like we see, a Suma could be Ayla, and a Marlis could be Ayla. And he says, Befrat Lefi Desire, that it's not right for the Yachid to say along with the Chazan anyway, with the Balkaira. So that's his Eitzah. Now, the other Eitzah is, and this is sort of what Shavayis goes with. What's the funny, Yoni? This is sort of what Shavayis goes with. That if, let's say, in the place where they are reading the Torah, so there you have what we call Mishpacha Garinit. I don't know how they call it. America, the nucleus, you know, the family that has been together, they could be with each other. So if you have at least three people, you have a father, two sons, then you could be makel that they should be Ayla one after another. And because in Shulchan Aruch Kupim Alavav, it says that you could read, the two brothers could read one after the other. And or a son after a father. Like the Mechaber doesn't seem to take it very seriously. He says, we don't do it because of Ayin Hara. Sadramba, that even if film echad u shvi and one's mafter, still you shouldn't. There's a problem of ayin hara. Now, even though one is from the zayin kruim and one is really separate mafter, still you shouldn't do chatchila. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan says that someone that's not chayishish v'ayin hara. Some people are more nervous about ayin hara. Some people not. Someone who's not so chayishish for that. He's not such a nervous wreck about ayin hara. So meila, he doesn't have to makbit. But the Lashon Shulchan Aruch though does say ein menichin. It does sound like we don't let him. Al kapanim, zok v'asher vayis that b'shas atchak that should in order not to battle kriyas atayra. So meila, you can make all on the ayin hara. Now he says here we don't find this in the paiskim. But you don't find any of these shahs in the Paiskim because in the history of the world, we never had such a situation. And therefore, everything is new. Like upon me, he says it's another Sephara, which is, take it or leave it. He says that since the reason why we're doing it is because we have this situation, and therefore, it's the Efshabin Yenachir, Samela, people, you don't really have that Ayin Hara. What's Ayin Hara? Oh, wow, you see, wow, the father, son. Two brothers, it catches their eye, yeah. But Mela, but over here, where obviously the reason why they're doing it, not Stamli, they want to chop all the aliyahs, they're doing it because that's where the Sefer Torah is. So it could be there, but you don't have the concept of the Ayin Hara. But he writes over there, and he says that is not a more simple Eitzah, and that is based on the Mechaber and Kufim Gimel Hay. That says, "B'malkim sheni ein betzi b'mishidei likrais." Then the Balkaire could we get all seven aliyahs. So Meili says that the Eitzah is that the Balkaire could get all the aliyahs. The Balkaire, that's then there's no pikpuk b'chal. Ikalacha, absolutely no one even disagrees with this. The place can say that since the minig is that even in Amaretz reads, so the whole problem is no one could read, therefore only Malkarish get the lead. That's assuming that everyone's reading. But today we're giving a lead, even somebody that can't read. So Mela, what's the difference? There's no point, there's no need that the Malkarish get all the leads. So Mela, you might as well share the leads. But no one agrees, no one disagrees, even those Bison don't disagree with the Etzem concept, the Etzem idea that the Mechaber is telling us that one person could read. Now, in the situation, punk in our minion over here, the situation is in the family, the Simon family down there, that they have the Sefer Torah in their backyard, in the courtyard. So they had over Yom Tov and Shabbos, well, they had their son-in-law was a Kayin, and they themselves were four. So what they did was, and this got me a little upset, what they did was that, I think they spoke to Rosh Hashanah himself, someone spoke to him, that the Baal Kohen should get all the aliyahs, but Shiloh in this case is a Kohen over there. So even though there's a Kohen over there, so the Kohen left. So I asked the guy, what was that all about? I said, he left on his own. They didn't tell him to leave. You don't tell a Kohen to leave, right? Yeah, that's all the place we're talking about. That there's shy have a time in certain places. When they want to sell Dalias, they tell the Kohen to leave, and the place was shy have a time against that. But over here he left on his own. Yeah, Kilu, he was obviously told to leave on his own. Chayra, so he didn't even want to say good. He left on his own. There's no bitla say of the Kiddashtai. Well, Maisa, the Bimchab of the Kain is a Shal of the Raisa, of Chia the Raisa, of the Kiddashtai. So it doesn't make any sense to me that the Kaira, let the Kain get the first Aliyah, the first two Aliyahs, Kain Mishan Shane, Kain Alevi, and then the rest of the Aliyahs, the Balkara can get. To me, it doesn't make any sense to say that the Kain shouldn't get his Aliyah. You have a Shal of the Raisa, of the Kiddashtai. Just because, anyway, the Balkaris get the rest of the aliyahs, and you'll have the chatchil dekeinyan of the one who's getting aliyah of reading, which, you know, we're not makman on that, right? So why is it better that he should get all aliyahs? Might as well you have a kain, you have a shalav of mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah kedashtai. To me, it seems pashat ad lemoid that the kain aliyah should get the first two aliyahs, and after that, zuntahayt, you'll have the kain. You'll have the Baal Kairai read the rest of the aliyahs. So I see it's already getting late, so I'm not even get the Yoni's topic of Vesikin. It's not just a couple minutes. So chaval not to do it b'shleim usay. Amit Hashem, I guess maybe next week we'll continue with that.